Right now, besides being a few days before Kabbalah Satorah and Shavuos, we are also in the midst of the NBA Finals. And whether you like basketball or not, whether you're rooting for the Raptors or the Warriors or couldn't care less, whether you care about sports at all, everyone knows, of course, that sports is about competitive nature. And one of the ways that that's symbolized and the competition is symbolized is that there's specific teams. And each team has its jersey, and each jersey is usually a different color. Not every jersey is blue or green. And each team has a logo on it. And each team is represented from a city or a state. And it makes the competition much more exciting. In Parshas Bamidbar, so we're introduced to the Degalim, to the flags of Bnei Israel. And the flags is from each and every Shevet. And on each and every flag is a color that's unique to that Shevet, that's based on the stone and the color of the stone that they have on the Choshen. And the Targum de Rabbi Yonasan ben Uziel, he explains that it's not only that the flags have the color, but on each and every flag is an image that corresponds to that Shevet. So for example, on the flag of Shevet Yehuda is a lion that's represented for Shevet Yehuda. Rabbi Yaakov Kamenetsky, in his Sefer Emes LeYaakov, he asks, why is it that it took 13 months? We are now, Sefer Bamidbar starts in the second month of the second year after they left Mitzrayim. So why is it that it took this long for the Shvatim to get their flags? For them to have these unique items for them to wave and to walk and to collect themselves as they walk through the Midbar. Why not just take them out right away? If you want to say right after Kabbalah Satorah, okay, that was just a few days, a little bit, a short while after they left Mitzrayim, of course. Why wait till now? And Rabbi Tal Rudinsky, in his Sefer Mishkan Betzal, in the first piece on his volume to Sefer Bamidbar, he points out a lot of other components to the Parshas Bamidbar, that have to do with individuality. The fact, the most important and the greatest example, which many, many psukim are spent doing, is the counting of Bnei Israel and the counting of each and every Shevet. And of course, there's nothing greater that symbolizes individuality than counting, than saying you are a number, you are significant, you are something. And there's a halacha in the Torah and in the Shulchan Aruch that Parshas Bamidbar has to always be read before Shavuos, right beforehand. To the point where I was thinking, I don't know if you were thinking this, how we know that Eretz Yisrael and Chutz La'aretz are a parsha apart. And it would have made a lot of sense for us when it came to the past 2 weeks to just combine it, which on normal years is actually a double parsha, Bahar B'chukosai. And over here, we did not do that. And the reason for it is because we had to make sure that Parshas Bamidbar is read right before Shavuos. So what does this Parsha have to do with the fact that, what is its kesher to Shavuos, that it always has to be read right before Shavuos? So when it comes to the answer that Rav Kamenetsky gives in his Sefer Emes LeYaakov, he explains that why is it that HaKadosh Baruch Hu took a year? And this, with this idea, we're going to tie in all the other points and show why it's read right before Shavuos. He explains that obviously just before this, about a year after they were out, that's when we got the Mishkan. And whenever we went and we were walking through the desert, through the Midbar, we had the Mishkan at its center. We know that the Parsha in Bamidbar discusses the different Shvatim that are to the right of it, to the left of it, to the north of it, to the south of it. And that's the way. And what was at the center of the marching, of the walking? The center was the Mishkan. And he explains that before we highlight individuality, before we highlight the flags and the counting, before we do that, we have to realize that we're part of a klal. And we have to realize that we have the Mishkan at our center. And only then do we want to focus on individuality when everyone is tuned and honed around a center point, around the Mishkan. And when it comes to, Rabbi Rudinsky gives an example, when it comes to, let's say, the human body. So we have We have different, just like different shvatim had different strengths and weaknesses. So we have, in our body, of course, we have ears, hands, legs. I don't have to go through all the body parts, of course. But if you remove that from the body itself, it's nothing. It's useless. But as part of working together within the body, that's where everything and every component could be highlighted. And on Shavuos, so of course, Shavuos, we have the Torah itself as our centerpiece. Just like the Mishkan was the centerpiece, and we have the Torah at our centerpiece, the Torah of the center of our lives, right? You could go anywhere in the world. You could ask a Jew what they're up to in Daf Yomi, and says, oh, I'm doing Daf Yomi. Oh, me too. And you could start talking about what they learned yesterday. You could go to India, you could go to China, and you could be talking in Torah with everyone. But at the same time, there's also an element of individuality within Torah. And every single person, every single Jew has their chelek in Torah, and every Jew has an impact that they can make to the world. And right before Shavuos, we highlight that point. We highlight the individuality and within the Shvatim and the Degalim and the counting. All these are to highlight the fact that we are individual people who every single person has a chela to contribute to the klal. And of course we want to focus on the klal, but sometimes within the klal we want to focus on who we are as individual people. There's an important question about why is it that Hashem never told us in the Torah how Avraham came to recognize him. We know the Midrash and the Rambam discusses it in his Hilchos Avodah Zarah, but why is it that the Torah doesn't say how Avraham came to recognize HaKadosh Baruch Hu as the one and only God? It's a pretty important thing, we think, for the Torah. But the main answer is that because if it were to write that, you'd think that's how to discover HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But there's no one path to discover HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Every single person has their individual way to discover HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Every single person has their strengths in order ways to connect to Hashem. Could be through tzedakah. It could be through Torah. Could be through gemilas chasadim. There's so many different opportunities and ways for a person within the klal. Every individual has to be able to shine. And within the Torah itself, there's so many areas of Torah that person could thrive in. I was just having a meeting today and talking with a student about working on what he wants to learn during the summer. I discussed whether halacha, machshava, mishnah, gemara, chumash, nach, whatever he wants. And there's so many areas where a person could learn and could excel in. We should all be able to come to Kabbalah Satorah to take our chelek in Torah, to maximize it, to highlight it, and to recognize how we are so important. And it's not just about the klal, but it's about the specific pride and each and every individual and our contributions to Klal Yisrael, what we're able to give to the nation at whole.